Smoking Mike. Good afternoon, my friend.
Hi, Dave. You're running on all cylinders today. Sound great.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, I just wanted to say I went up to Save Mart and I met Burt Ward. And I told him about my dog. She had been sick last month, and I spent a bunch of money on her. But anyhow, one guy there had, I didn't want to buy 50 pounds, but they're going to get smaller ones in. And he gave me some food. And my Cocker Spaniel is very particular, and she doesn't eat a lot, and she's been sick. But anyhow, I took this food home, and darned if she didn't follow me and jump right into it. She ate it, and she's very, you know, she's been sick, and this is great, and she's been eating it for the last few days. I went back up and told Bert about it, and he was very happy.
So you're telling me the boy wonder knows what he's talking about on these dogs, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, you ought to get some, because she wasn't eating at all. She lost 10 pounds, and when I brought that bag, a gentleman up there, I didn't want 50 pounds.
Right.
He gave me some of his food out of his bag. And I turned him on to your radio station anyhow.
That's a fair trade. 10 pounds of food for Dave Diamond.
Yeah, and it was really good for her. So another thing I just want to drop on you is you heard of Alibaba and the 40 thieves?
Yep.
Well, now we have Alibaba and his 59 thieves. And it's great talking to you, and that was a great program on the dog food.
I appreciate that very much. Thanks. Thanks, Mike.
Okay,
good to talk to you as always.
See you later.
Yeah, it was a great day having him. Burt Ward was, you know, I've done a lot of interviews, and I've said this before. Interviews sometimes are problematic. They're like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get sometimes. But he was really good and very gracious. And I can't say thank you enough to him. Very, very gracious. Was only supposed to be in here for 30 minutes and wanted to talk more and didn't feel like he had any place. He's told his manager, we don't have any place else to be. This last stop for the day. He stayed the whole hour and was really good. Nick's in Modesto. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, that boy wonder's right on. I used the same thing for my dog. In fact, it was so good, I'm eating it.
No, that's a joke, right?
No, of course it's a joke. No, my dog, I've been feeding that actually with my dog, I don't know, for about 5 months now. It really is good dog food.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear, because my dog is very picky, so I may have to try it out myself.
Not a problem. You ought to do it. It's good for him.
Well,
you know, it's a little bit on the pricey side compared to the other stuff, but, you know, it's actually very good for him.
Well, if it's good enough for you and good enough for Bert, then it's good enough for Jack.
All right. There you go.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for weighing in on that. That's amazing to me. Is that we got the boy wonder in here to talk Batman stuff and duck. And people are just fascinated by this dog food. That's great. That's great news. I'm glad to hear that. I also know from Facebook that there were some other folks that went out and got information from him about their how to care for their dogs and those kind of things. So, well done indeed. And again, thanks to Bert. I wish we had recorded. We got to figure out a way to do this, Kai, where we can record when I've got guests in here, when we can record during the breaks, because really, during the breaks, he was even better. You fed it to your mom, and she loved it, too. I don't think you did that. But if you did, okay. My dog actually prefers cat food, which is kind of weird. He actually likes my food, which is okay, because I generally eat, you know, I started eating yogurt a lot lately. Jack likes yogurt, which I'm assuming since, as Bert said, it's good for me, it's good for him, too, is what I'm assuming. As long as I don't give him the off the wall, you know, I don't give him the chocolate or anything like that. But we'll see what happens. Attorney General Jerry Brown